Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. With the warm weather continuing to dog the end of summer, we are beginning to see some hints of fall in the garden. Reserve your tickets to visit the garden at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. Get your mask and reusable water bottle and come out to walk in the sunshine. You can witness the approaching fall season as you drive into the parking lot at the garden. If you just look up ahead to the top of the parking lot, you'll see the vibrant canopy of the pink floss silk trees. These trees are just beginning to burst with bloom along the top border of the parking lot and throughout the garden. This tree is a native to eastern Argentina and southern Brazil. It's a free-flowering, fall-blooming tree and gets its name from the silky floss that fills the large seed pods produced in the late winter and early spring. When these pods are ripe and burst forth, the silky floss inside holds the small seeds and floats out on the wind to help spread the seed throughout the garden. At one time, this floss was collected and used to stuff pillows. One distinctive thing about this deciduous tree is the bulbous trunk that develops and is covered with thorns so big it looks like the trees have claws. For a great view of a pink floss silk tree, as soon as you enter the garden, head directly to your left and enter the upper meadow. There's a lovely pink floss silk tree in bloom over the border of white iceberg bush roses. You see others in the garden that are bursting into bloom if you follow Tram Road around to the left all the way to Phoebe Meadow. There are two beautiful examples of blooming pink floss silk trees, one on each side of Tram Road in Phoebe's Meadow. As you head out toward Phoebe's Meadow, there are a couple of notable plants to see at the overlook. If you take a few steps down the path, just past the History of the Garden sign, you can see the Baja Fairy Dusters in bloom. These evergreen, drought-tolerant plants bloom nearly year-round and help keep the hummingbirds fed. Another bloom that attracts the hummingbirds is just across Tram Road. Between a couple of the ponytail palms, there's a stand of medicinal aloe that's just sending up spires of yellow blossoms. This is the aloe plant that is used in skin ointments and body creams. Once you pass the floss silk trees in Phoebe's Meadow and the rare fruit orchard to your left, take a look over to the right corner of Acacia Loop and Tram Road. Just behind the first row of bushes is a lovely Cape chestnut tree. Now, there are many Cape chestnut trees in the garden, but this one is not yet as tall as most of them and gives you a chance to take a look at the fruit that helped give this tree its name. While this is not a true chestnut tree, the explorer that helped to name this tree, William Burchell, thought the fruits and flowers looked something like a horse chestnut, which is a tree common in European forests. As you head back toward the entrance to the garden, take a few minutes to walk past the demonstration beds and admire the sunflowers, the beautiful pink angel trumpet, and the fairy lilies that are in bloom in the Japanese garden at the edge of the koi pond. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.